This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
We interrupt the usual podcast broadcast with an apology and a very important public service announcement.
In last week's episode, we spoke about babies' foreskins. And we've had a lot of correspondence about what to do with them, as me and Josh had no idea. Only clean what is seen, in brackets, unless something has obviously made its way in there. Foreskins are fused to the glands until they are older. They naturally detach as kids age. Forcefully retracting an infant's foreskin can cause scar tissue. I don't know why I'm laughing. Leave their dicks alone, people.
Hello, I'm Josh Widdicombe.
And I'm Rob Beckett.
Welcome to Lockdown Parenting Hell, the show in which Rob and I discuss what it's like to be a parent during lockdown, which I would say can be a little tricky. So, in an effort to make some kind of sense of the current situation,
and to make me feel better about my increasingly terrible parenting skills,
each episode we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how well they're coping.
Or hopefully not.
And we will be hearing from you, the listener, with your tales of lockdown parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, none of us know what we're doing.
Hello, you are listening to Lockdown Parenting Hell with...
Beckett. Say Josh. I don't know. Say Widdicombe. Say Widdicombe.
Well done.
Oh, wow. I like that, Josh.
Yeah.
That was a child teaching a child.
Exactly. That was a recording of my four-year-old Thomas asking my one-year-old Benji to say your names. Now I'm regretting asking him that as he won't stop saying your names. Gemma from Brackley, not Broccoli, in North Hants.
Brackley, North Hants. Also, it felt weird your name being whispered, almost like you were being dobbed in for something.
It was Josh Widdicombe. Shh, don't tell
Josh anyone. Widdicombe that pulled back the baby's foreskin.
We had a lot of messages about that, so I thought it would be better off just to address it early doors. Do not leave babies' foreskins alone. Clean them when they're older is basically the message.
Yes, totally. Can I also just say one thing? Can I say thank you to Ian Sterling? Because we've just got an email, Rob.
Yeah.
Four different stories have come from the fact that we talked to him.
All right.
The Metro, Mirror, Digital Spy, and a different one in the Metro.
So we're getting sort of mainstream press because of Ian and Laura's fame.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would have done the interview if I was Ian Sterling, if I knew that everything I said was taken. So thank you to him.
Yeah, but then I don't think he can't do anything without it being taken out of context. So it's
not exactly. I'm not saying it was taken out of context, obviously, but you know.
But it's been anything you say is just sort of taken and reprinted if you're in the public eye.
Bloody hell, Rob. I'm so glad that the press don't give a flying fuck about me and you.
They really don't, do they?
They couldn't give a shit,
mate. No. But it depends. When I did that BBC One show with Jerry Halliwell, they start to sniff around because Jerry gets the headlines.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly.
But no, I'm quite happy not to...
I'm quite happy to be the Everton of television, Rob. Do you know what I mean?
Josh Widdicombe, the ever-present. He's been there, like Everton, haven't been relegated, constantly there, underachieving.
Constantly there, disappointing their fans. Week in, week out.
Constantly there. Underachieving's unfair. Constantly there, just not quite getting into Europe.
Yeah, you know.
I think that's unfair. I think you're an excellent broadcaster, Josh. Always been a fan of yours.
Yeah, but you know, I'm happy being Everton and knowing that, you know, I'm sniffing around, but I'm never Claudio Winkleman. Do you know what I mean?
No. I think I've got potential to be a bit of Leeds United. Absolutely flying high, then gone for a couple of years, but we'll crawl back out. I'll never be defeated. You might shake me off for a bit, but I'll be sniffing around. I'll start pretending I like cooking and doing a cookery book or something.
How are you, Rob?
I'm good. I'm not too bad. I had my Pfizer jab.
Oh,
I got Pfizered up at the weekend.
How was it?
Well, this is what you got to do. It's a little tip to any parents out there. I got my Pfizer jab, then immediately, it doesn't have to be a Pfizer one, just got a jab. That's what I had. And then immediately went to the pub and got pissed.
How did that go?
Right? Great, because the next day I was allowed to sleep in and fall asleep on the sofa because I had side effects of a jab.
Oh, Rob.
Thank you.
That is phenomenal.
I'm clapping myself. That is phenomenal, because then Lou was like, oh, are you all right? Have a little lie down if the jab. I went, yeah, I think it's knocked me sideways. bloody hell, them bloody doctors. Woo, 8 pints of Moretti. What? Nah, probably weren't that. It was the old jabby.
Oh,
the old jabberini.
Your life is brilliant.
How are you, Josh? You're the one with a newborn. What's
Week
happening?
Week 2 of parenting. Of double parenting.
Double parenting. How's it going?
Absolutely effed, Rob.
You're effed?
I'm completely...
Are you effing effed or just effed?
I'm effing effed. I'm knackered. I'm absolutely knackered.
What's your routine? What's your schedule like?
Oh, there's no routine.
I know the baby hasn't got routine, but what's your sort of divvying up of duties?
So I'm obviously doing almost all of my 3-year-old daughter, looking after.
Yeah, obviously, because Rose had a C-section, so she's still recovering.
Yeah,
from surgery,
but also because of the breastfeeding thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've established that it's better to both go one-on-one than go two-on-two.
So you just divide and conquer.
Yeah. Last week, I took my daughter for her first Nando's and her second Nando's, Rob. That's how low I am on ideas. I went for 2 Nando's last week.
Krispy Kreme? Or is she still trying to play that cool card?
She's got that anecdote in her pocket, right?
Actually, multi-generation of non-Krispy Kreme eaters in this house.
Exactly.
From father. What about your parents? Have they had a Krispy Kreme? I can't imagine they've got it down there, have they?
Probably not, Rob. So, not in Devon. They won't have it in Devon. That's 3 generations.
Oh, what? They've only just got the mini ones from Sainsbury's. Or the Sainsbury's soft cookie that come out mid-noughties. multi-generation non-Krispy Kreme. Did she enjoy Nando's?
Yeah, she loved it. That's why we went the second time.
Wow, what does she have? What's her order?
Chicken, chips and broccoli, her choice. Didn't eat it, but she did choose it twice.
Oh, that's encouraging.
Yeah, which is a step in the right direction, right?
My kids hate Nando's. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Was because when I took them when they were babies, I ordered hot wings and I was eating them, and then they wanted something moved on their corn on the cob. I picked up the corn on the cob. They had hot mouth.
Oh,
and they screamed and screamed and screamed because I had hot on my fingers, and now they actually call it the spicy place. Oh, no, not the spicy place, not the spicy chicken. And I'm like, it's not all spicy. You pick. I just did it wrong as a dad.
Oh, what a thing to ruin for their childhood.
I've ruined Nando's for my kids.
So that was... I've written some things down, Rob.
Okay, yeah, go on. Talk me through it. So you've been to Nando's twice.
So do you want the good news or the bad news of my life?
Good news first, then loads of bad, please. I think I speak for everyone listening.
I've got a new bin.
Okay. The bad news is going to be good. I'm looking forward to this. If this is the good news.
We finally got a second bin. Now, I know we do too much bin chat, Rob. You might accuse us.
I thought I'd lost my bins earlier, but Lou had put them somewhere else because I was away last week.
All 8 of them?
No, well, no. You only ever really deploy half.
So, having a second baby in nappies qualified us for a second bin from Hackney Council.
Really?
Week 1, I was like a rat up a drain pipe, Rob, straight on the website. Give me my second bin.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I've also got a food one now, so we put the food waste in the food bin.
Oh, was you not doing that before?
We had one, but we'd lost it.
You'd lost it? Oh, okay, so now you've got a new food bin. So you're recycling.
You might say, Rob, that what we talk about on here is mundane and pointless. And I had a real moment when I realised that yesterday. So I went to a 4-year-old's party with my daughter, right?
Yeah.
And so we went to that, and the street that they'd said was parking on, there was no parking. And my daughter was getting...
Do you know where there's parking,
antsy.
Mate?
Where?
Zone 5.
Yeah, I bet there's parking in Zone 5, mate. I bet there is.
3 miles of it. Miles of the stuff. Sorry, carry on.
So in the end, I parked in a pub car park that was for patrons only.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I had no choice because she wanted to get to the party. I wanted to get to the party.
Yep.
It was a pay and display, and you could then redeem your pay and display by going in and buying a drink. And I was like, I'll go in and buy a drink on the way back from the party.
Okay, I think that's fine. You're technically a patron. You're denying it.
Exactly. Well, as it turned out, when we went back in, I said, can I get my parking validated? And he said, don't worry, it's totally fine. So it was all fine. But when I was at the party,
yeah,
I was talking to someone and he said, where do you live? Or whatever. We got onto the fact I'd driven there and I said, I'm a bit worried, actually. I'm parked in a patrons only car park next to a pub. And then I said, because I'm always thinking about what there is to talk about on this pod, more or less to myself as much as him, I said, but then, you know, if I get fined, it's an anecdote. And he said, not a very good one.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. He's 100% right.
But it's the way you tell him.
But I thought, this podcast has completely ruined my compass for what is a good anecdote anymore. Because I'm getting a new bin and thinking, fucking great, here we go.
Oh, God, content.
What is wrong with us, Rob?
No, but I think, though, why this podcast works is that that's not a great anecdote you'd start off in the pub with. However, if you're talking to other people about how shit their week's been because they've got children now and it's ruined everything, that will make them feel better.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yes, I did have a nightmare trying to take my kids swimming because I wore 3 layers and I got too hot and I weren't allowed to take my jumper off because of COVID and I got really sweaty and upset. But Josh Widdicombe got fined for using a car park for patrons only. It's a happy world we do. Sure, it's
exactly.
Not an anecdote on its own.
No, it's not going to make it into the Metro, Rob.
No, exactly.
Maybe this is why they're not printing our stories, because people don't give a shit about our
Do you know what you need to start doing? Framing umbilical cords, mate.
Yeah, exactly. I do need to start framing umbilical cords.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Let's move on to how bad my week's been, Rob. Okay. So we've bought a cot. We've been advised to buy a cot to go next to our bed that I would say is the biggest piece of fucking shit I've ever bought in my life.
What? Why is it different to like any other cot?
Because I've tripped over it 67 times because the legs stick out. I'm going to send you a picture, Rob. We've had to move the bed further towards the window, meaning that when I get out of bed in the morning, I basically have to shimmy down the side of the bed between the bed and the window. So imagine you walk into my bedroom.
Also, you're very lean. You're a very lean person. Would a fat man get stuck?
I'm not going to lie, Rob. I've been on the carbs for the last 2 weeks because I'm so tired. I'm less lean than I was.
Have you put on a few pounds, Josh?
I have put on a slight few pounds, yes.
Oh, it's okay, though, Josh. You need it to get through the night.
So I'm going to show you, Rob, first the legs of this thing that I've tripped over 100 times. And then I'm going to show you what it was like originally when we put it in our room. And how little space I had to shimmy past. This is what you have to shimmy past. Not on my side of the bed. This is to get into the room from the door.
Send it. We can stick it all on the Instagram, can't we?
You can see that protruding leg.
Yeah, that is in the middle of the night. Once you get past the first leg, the second leg, between the leg of the cot and your chest of drawers, you are looking at a 2 plank of wood space there. I'd say that's what, about 10 inches?
Yeah, that's what we've managed to achieve by basically cutting off any side next to my bed. Now let's look.
So that's when it moved?
Yeah, this is what my bedroom looked like on the first day of having a baby.
is that as you walk in?
That's as you walk in.
There is no space.
There's literally no space.
And you've had to move your little chaise lounge thing. Is that normally in front of the fireplace?
Well, we've moved that because Rose bought a sofa to go at the end of the bed, but then hasn't sold the chaise lounge yet. So we've now got...
Is that trying to get a baby to sleep in? Steptoe and Sons, lock up.
If anyone wants to buy that chaise lounge, it is available.
How much?
Oh,
it's quite pricey.
I'll fucking pay you, mate.
Just basically, if you've got a van and an afternoon spare,
yeah, come and get it.
No, that cot is too big, Josh.
It's too big, so I've had to buy another cot.
Oh, why? Because it's just too big.
Because I can't live like this for 6 months. Because even my daughter has been tripping over it, Rob. So she's angry at the cot. She's tripping over it. We're all tripping over it. And also, it's a space where I'm carrying a baby. It feels to me...
Why would the legs of a cot ever be bigger than the cot?
It's mad. So these legs, you might see they've got a hinge, which means that they fold in, right?
Yeah.
But they don't fold in. So they fold in, and then they, on a spring, they'll slowly move back into position over about 30 minutes. What?
Oh, why would you need it to ping out? This is ridiculous.
It's absolutely unbelievable.
We had a cot thing that went to the side of bed like that, but it weren't as big as that. I've never seen anything so big.
No, I know.
Do you know what it looks like? It looks like a sort of, you know, like really fat people that can't leave their bedroom. It looks like a chair they sit on to shit and then roll back into bed. Looks very medical.
It does.
But basically, the way it was before you moved a bed, you literally cannot get in the room.
No.
With the bed moved, there's still not enough space, really.
No, there's not. And there's no room on my side of the bed either.
And also, it's not like you're trying to go around an inanimate object. At any point, if you touch that cot, the baby's awake.
Exactly.
The pressure, it's like, you know, entrapment with the lasers when they're trying to steal something. Oh, Josh. It's those sort of things, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just forget about it. You can be so prepared, and then something like that will ruin your own life. Yeah. Completely ruin your life. And then you're staring at a chaise lounge.
Exactly. So I've bought a thing called a snuzz pod.
Snuzz pod. I think we've got... that's what we had, a snuzz pod.
Yeah. Well, I'm building the snuzz pod this afternoon.
Yeah, well, we bought a snuzz pod, and they were really good. We've lent it to our friend, but you could have had it if you asked earlier.
Well, I'm going to do a build this afternoon.
No, they're really good snuzz pods because it's not as big, and it goes straight down, so there's nothing to trip over.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. That's what I need. It's got a traditional leg.
Who needs a traditional leg? Do you know what I mean? Just tapered. That's tapered's always better than... You've basically got a bootcut cot. Your cot's got bootcut legs. You're going to trip over it. You'll have them little bits at the back that were like Simon Cowell, and he treads them down. I hate that. People with bootcut jeans where the back gets trod down.
Oh, my
worst,
God.
The worst is people that have their wallet in the same pocket and then they get holes in their pocket.
Oh, Rob, don't.
Just take a bag, you dirty little grunger.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more.
Oh, with his Jansport backpack on and his wallet on a chain, making holes where you sit down. It must be uncomfortable. If it's ripping holes in your clothes, it must be uncomfortable to sit on, surely.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, I think that snuzz pod's away. Well, you're going to have to sell that one. That looks like
I'm not going to sell it, Rob. I couldn't do it to anyone. I couldn't do it. Anyway, that wasn't even the lowest point of my week.
Oh, what else has happened, Josh? Come on.
So... I'd say Saturday was a bad day, Rob.
Always is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Full of promise.
So I should say one of the main positives is my daughter has just been really...
Are you about to yawn?
You what, sorry?
You sounded like about to yawn.
No. I was just...
There you are now.
That's just what I am.
That's what I sound like
I'd
now.
Say last night the baby woke up every... hour to every 2 hours.
Is it? Are you feeding the baby with bottle? Is it all or boob at the moment?
It's Rose at the moment. But we've got some milk that we're going to try in a bottle. But we didn't feel the middle of the night was the time to gamble on.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes you think, like if you give them a big bottle, a big feed, they sleep all through the night and then everyone's happier. You'll get look, mate. I'll say this. I'll have the fucking tit police on me and telling me how much. Breastfeed's the best thing ever. Do what you want to do. Do you know what I mean? But I'm sick of getting told off.
I'll be honest with you, Rob. Yeah, it's not the time for
a debate on breastfeeding.
Not at 1 a.m. in my bedroom. It's not the time for it. Yeah. No, but we've expressed milk with what? Let's be honest. We've got a great new expressor. Last time's expressor was rubbish. This is expressor.
Is it the mechanical one? Is it the one that goes on the booms and goes...
Yeah, but Rob, this fits in the bra so you can walk around expressing. You could go to the shop expressing.
Sounds like drama school. Let's walk around expressing myself. I'm literally expressing myself, guys.
Exactly.
You're so uptight. I'm literally expressing myself right now. I couldn't express myself anymore. Lou expressed herself once when I went to Arsenal game for my birthday. She came along and had to go to the toilet to express milk at half time.
Amazing.
than the only one who expressed himself at the Emirates that day, I'm telling you.
But I don't want to be on vogue and, you know, a bit of the moment, but there are worries of tongue tie going on, Rob, if I'm honest with you.
Oh, there's tongue tie worries.
The reason we're recording late is I was on the phone to the lactation specialist, and I think we're going to have to get the tongue tie sorted.
Oh, well, at least you know. But I think my firstborn was tongue-tied, but we never got it sorted. And then we just banged her on a bottle. But that was for the best of everyone and the mental health of the family.
Yes.
But if you do bang on the bottle and the formula, there's that, I can't remember what it's called now, that we're like, because normally it's so hard, you have to like get everything to room temperature, but you put the empty bottle underneath and say you're doing four scoops, you press four and it gives you the exact amount of water, and then you put the four scoops in, shake it around, put it underneath, and it fills it up to the right level of water at the exact right temperature.
Oh my word,
and
Rob.
it was the best money I've ever spent. But yeah, they're great. They're about 100 quid or something.
That's what I need is to spend some more fucking money.
Oh, she can't drink that free stuff in your boobs, can she? Brilliant. 100 quid on that, Amazon. At least they've got somewhere to put on the cardboard. Oh, Joshua.
So let me take you through Saturday quickly.
Yeah, sorry, go. Let's do
Saturday morning. We've got a big weekend planned. Me and my daughter are doing some gardening. We need to pot some plants out. And then we're going to her friend's birthday on the Sunday. Then it turns out she's left. Well, it's not her fault. I've left her wellies at nursery.
Oh.
I'm like, that's fine. It's good to get out of the house anyway. We'll just go to the Westfield and buy some new wellies. That's what I need to do is buy another version of something I've already got.
Yeah, because you've not spent much this week, have you?
No, exactly.
If in doubt, though, with a newborn, just, you know, if you're going to have to, sometimes you do just have to overspend.
I'd say 80% of the stress of my daughter is our disputes over her refusing to wear clothes.
But why couldn't she just wear trainers to do the plant potting?
Because also she was going to this birthday party in the park, so she was going to need more wellies.
Okay, so she needed some wellies for that week.
Yeah. She then refused to put her trainers on. She was like, I'm not going to put my trainers on. I was like, well, we're not going to go to the Westfield then.
Yeah.
And then she was like, can you carry me to the car and then I'll put them on? And because I was really tired, I decided to make a point on this, which was the biggest... I should have said, yes, that's fine.
Yes, thank you very much for that offer.
I will take that, Lord
Thank
Sugar.
You very much, Dragons.
Thank you very much, Dragons, even.
3% for 20 quid. Yeah, I'll take that. At this point, yes, please.
So.
Would anyone like a chaise longue while I'm here? Get two. I've got another one, probably. Rosie's probably ordered another one. That's not a problem. Don't worry, we've got a newborn. Keep buying stock that you can't sell because you're at home.
Not online. So
you refused to carry her, so you made her walk.
Yeah, what an idiot. So we ended up in basically a standoff, Rob.
Okay.
You know, normally when a child loses their cool and you give them some time out, I had to give myself some time out, Rob, because I could feel myself getting too angry. I basically went and sat on the stairs myself.
And what did she do?
She just carried on cutting up paper, which was what she wanted to do in the first place.
So she's cutting paper in the kitchen and you're sat on the stairs?
I'm sat on the stairs giving myself some time to cool down because
I've
lost...
What are you saying to yourself at this point? Anything, or is it just
I was just
silence?
Like, you've got to get a handle on this. It really doesn't matter as much as you think. But partly going, but you can't back down.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? You've set yourself up there.
Oh, mate.
Because then she wins, isn't she, if you carry her?
Yeah. And so it was just...
And there's nothing worse than losing to someone. And whilst you're losing to them, you're holding them and carrying them to a car.
Exactly. In the end, it turned out that we both lost.
Oh.
Which was good. Because then I went back and I was like, right, I'll carry you to the car. And then you put your shoes on. And then she put her shoes on anyway. And I ended up carrying her to the car with her shoes on, which was the worst of both worlds, Rob. It was a completely needless situation.
Yeah, but then you got her some wellies, though.
Got her some wellies.
And also that filled some time, taking them out.
Filled some time, went to the bookshop, you know, and we went to Nando's. And that was our day. And then in the evening, Rob.
Yeah.
So did either of your daughters, were they those babies that give you some time to yourself? I've got friends whose babies sleep in the evening.
No, so our firstborn basically slept all day, up all night.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second one was a bit better, but not great, but better than like she literally would just all day, people would come round, see her and go, she's so cute, can have a hold, and she'd be an angel all day, and then got to 8 o'clock, wide-eyed, ready to go.
Oh, that's so good to hear.
It was horrible.
Because I've got friends who've got newborns and they're like, go out for dinner and stuff. And I just want to fucking
They go out for dinner?
Yeah, they'll be
what,
like...
with the baby?
No, they'll be like, you know, I've got a baby of 3 weeks, but I'll leave my mum some milk because they sleep from 7 till 11. And you're like, what? Yeah. I'm trying to watch Gods of Snooker in the evening while this baby cries. Like, we're trying to watch Gods of Snooker, which is a 3-hour documentary.
About snooker, isn't it?
About snooker.
It's not God's Play Snooker, like a celeb spin-off.
No, I would commission it.
Yeah, but, I'd watch that.
So, up all evening, and then we get to sleep at 11. He wakes up at 1, feeding. And then when he wakes up, Rose thinks she's heard some movement in the house.
Like, as if someone's broken.
Yeah, as if someone's broken. They obviously haven't, Rob. They obviously haven't.
Oh, God. No, but you've got to check, haven't you? Because she's heard it.
And I obviously am totally terrified. Start convincing myself I can hear movement in the house.
Yeah, so what are you tooling up? Are you naked? You got pants on? Well, talk me through your setup.
I'm just in pants, but then when I think they're in the house, I do put a t-shirt on as well. Have some dignity.
Just for dignity-wise, you don't want to be bludgeoned topless.
Exactly.
Do you pick up a stick or something? Or
I considered a pint glass, but I thought that's too like I'm a football hooligan.
And also, I think it would be do more damage to your hand than their head.
Yeah, so in the end, I didn't go tooled up. But I did, so I go for a look around the house. It's completely terrifying. How are you in those situations, Rob?
Well, exactly the same. And I just sort of think, there's no point me going down. We might as well both go together because all that's going to happen is you're just delaying your attack. They're going to do me and then do you. Like, we might as well go together and at least it's 2-on-1, hopefully. But like, I'm not going to do anything. I like to think I could, but I'm not really that guy.
The only hope would be that they'd come for us in the bedroom and fall over the cot. That would be the only hope.
Yeah. And you could just like trap them with a chaise lounge.
Yeah, exactly.
Pin them down.
What a 999 call that would be. They're not there, obviously.
There's no one there.
There's no one there.
What was the noise, or was it just in her head?
It was very weird. It's been very windy over the last couple of days, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So I just think it was a window or something. Anyway, by that point, I'm so wired that I can't get back to sleep till 4 a.m.
Oh, no, yeah.
Absolutely the worst experience. Just lying there, thinking, I really need this.
Would it be a good time to tell you I'm having some of the greatest sleeps of my entire life?
Oh, for F's sake, Rob.
Just I found a new routine.
What's your new routine?
Basically, first of all, don't have a newborn. He's quite key, so you might have to wait a bit.
Okay.
But no phone an hour before bed. You can lay in bed and read or watch telly, but no phone.
That's
because it turns out, you know, scrolling through the sort of news, researching the Indian variant is not very conducive to, you know, anxiety-free sleep. So now I don't do that, and I've been sleeping really well, and I've got new pillows.
Yes. Right, do you know what, Rob? That's so good. The other night I lost sleep because the phone thing, I don't know if you're aware of me, Rob. I do worry a lot about my career. I don't know if that's come across.
Yes, you do. And I do too. Not about yours, about mine.
That's why you agreed to do this with me, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've been a bit concerned, but this seems to be going well. You're happier now. No, but about mine. But I've got a bit better. And I think you have got a bit better. But then when you're tired and stuff and you've got a new baby, sometimes those anxieties can creep back in. You're only as good as your circumstances sometimes. So you're bound to feel a little bit more vulnerable now that you're tired and exhausted.
Oh, Rob, the other night.
What did you do? Twitter searched your name?
No, I wouldn't. I would never do that. I would never.
What, never?
No, I've never done that. I couldn't.
You've never done that ever?
No, I couldn't do that.
I did it once. It was awful. Especially if you're
Rob Beckett. Just to double check.
Yeah, just seeing how you're getting on. No, if you type in Rob Beckett and shit, you get stuff from years ago.
Oh,
it all crops up. But yeah, I don't do that anymore.
No, I couldn't do that. The thought of you typing in Rob Beckett and shit is...
Or wanker, fat twat, stuff like that. It's all there. The internet never lies. It's all there. So what would you do?
The internet does lie, Rob.
It does. That is one of the main problems with the internet, isn't it? It's only humans. It's only the internet, for all its faults, can only reflect humanity, Josh.
Oh, yeah, that's true, you know.
Yeah, is it? God, you can't blame, you know.
That's a point about humanity, though, isn't it?
It's terrible, isn't it? But that's probably, the good thing was, before the internet, you know, those lot of nutters kept themselves to themselves.
Exactly.
You weren't really aware of them unless you were, like, pissed up in a dodgy pub. Now, everyone's got a voice. And do you know what? Everyone shouldn't have a voice.
Oh, God. So the other night, I had my phone next to the bed.
Yep.
And I was in a... I continued a conversation with someone who works in TV, who, a commissioner, shall we say, that was just like a friendly conversation.
You've taken work to your bedroom.
I've taken work to my bedroom, but it wasn't work, but also the fact that a commissioner makes it always work, doesn't it, Rob?
Of course, because you can never relax, can you?
You can never relax.
Because you're technically a boss or someone, as you're a freelancer, could be your boss or employ you one day.
Yeah, exactly. And then the conversation came to potentially a natural end, but could have continued, but on my text. And then I just got it in my head that, oh my God, they haven't replied. Oh my God, my career's over. Oh my God, I should have ended the text with a question to keep the conversation going. Oh my God, this is, what am I doing? And that was another night that I couldn't get to sleep. I've had a terrible week for sleep, Rob.
You really have, haven't you?
Yeah.
If this makes you feel better, I had a meeting with BBC Two people, producers for BBC Two shows. They were talking about gardening, and if I like gardening, so they want more gardening shows and talking about...
I like gardening, Rob.
They went, you know, because we've got Monty Don. And I went, who's Monty Don? And they went...
Oh, Rob.
They went, what do you mean? I went, I've got no fucking idea who Monty Don is. And I actually thought they were talking about, you know, the orange juice man with the hat, man from Del Monte. That's all I had in my head. And I went, you know, Monty Don. I went, I've got no fucking idea who Monty Don was. And these sort of like semi-middle-class posh TV people.
I'd say Monty Don, Rob, has a stiff neck.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I looked him up. Absolute stiff neck. Apparently went to Cambridge and became a gardener. I mean, is that a success or not?
Well, Rose is in love with Monty Don.
Of course she is.
Of course she's in love with Monty.
She's in love with you. She loves a stiff one.
Stiff neck, just to be very clear on that.
Yeah, sorry, of course, yeah.
Come on, Rob, a bit of respect.
Yes. Sorry. Apologies, Rose. I don't want to cast aspersions whether you like a stiff one or not. It's between you and Josh. But I've looked him up. Monty Don does look like an absolute legend, but I'd never heard of him. But he's just sort of a big, stiff-necked posh guy, and he does gardens.
Yeah, well...
But he's, you know, he's not in my realm, is he?
No, but that's why you're such a lovable scamp, Rob, because you don't know who Monty Don is.
I am a scamp. Me and Monty Don prowling the gardens of suburbia. What a show that'd be.
So I'm going to stop using my phone in the bedroom, Rob. I'm now going to do that for a week. But this is the other problem. Because I spend the whole day when she's not a nursery, when I spend a day with my daughter, I try not to look at my phone, right?
Yeah.
Like too much, within reason. So by the end of the day... Yeah. I've got lots of stuff on my phone, like, oh, I've got to reply to that, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And then I basically spend the evening looking at my phone, which can't be healthy.
No, and I would say you do send, for someone who's not looking at their phone with their daughter, you have sent me a lot of screen grabs of other people's Twitter with comments. For someone who's not looking at their phone, you've been pretty creative with it.
That was a nursery day. That was a nursery day, Rob.
Okay, fair enough. But I agree. And I think I'm the screen time on a phone. And I think because when you look at your phone, it's like it's work, it is entertainment and stuff like that. Where I think in the bedroom, even if you had like, even if you're on an iPad, you had like a documentary or something to watch that you went, I'll watch that for 20 minutes. If you can't get to sleep, do that. But the phone just associates with work and anxiety about stuff and social media. So I think you're better off staying away from that.
But anyway,
I've been watching a great documentary, a Lance Armstrong one. He's such a lunatic. He's like Ted Bundy on a bike. The bloke is just off for the fairies. It'd be great pop for this podcast.
I'd love it. I don't care
what he's injected in his veins. Get him on for a chat.
Exactly.
I juice up for this. Sometimes I have a couple of coffees. What's the difference?
Exactly, Rob. You're using performance-enhancing substances.
Exactly. Coffee, blood transfusions. All I know is he's cycling quick and I'm talking quick and we're having a good time. I sometimes wear a yellow jersey to host this show.
Do you think that's how we should do it? At the end of each episode, Michael should say who said the most jokes and they wear a yellow jersey for the next episode.
I think that would be fun, but could develop into quite a toxic relationship between me and you.
But I will wear a yellow jersey throughout the series of The Last Leg to see whether Adam and Alex notice. I think I will.
That would be quite funny, just underneath your, what I'm going to guess is going to be a pale blue Oxford shirt, if I know
How
you on
very
Last Leg.
Dare you?
You'll sat there with your glasses on, a pale blue Oxford shirt, a pair of jeans and a pair of Adidas trainers, one tucked under the other leg. That is Widdicombe on TV.
Widdicombe on TV, which is a show I am trying to get why. Anyway.
I've got some other stuff. Have you got other things to talk about from
your
week?
No.
Well, I want to ask something. I've got some great Instagrams to get through. And also, I want to ask something about your opinion on this.
Okay.
I've been getting a few comments on the school run about my clothes from other parents. I've been wearing sports shorts.
Yeah, I wore sports shorts to the school run today, Rob.
Yeah, I did. And a pair of a t-shirt, a sporty jumper, and then some socks and trainers because I'm going to do sport today after I've done some work this morning.
Can I just say, the amount of times you're saying sport does make you feel like you're a six-year-old.
It's PE day today for me. but is that okay? Is that allowed?
Rob, because I was like, I'm going to get back on the exercise.
Yeah, just not so you could squeeze into your bed, really.
So I could squeeze into my bed. Well, I thought that's the way I'm going to get some energy, is to exercise and have a stiff neck breakfast.
Also, as well, you're being mentally exhausted, but you're not really being physically exhausted with kids sometimes when they're newborns.
Totally. So I went to the nursery run in shorts, trainers, and a hoodie, and then I ran back.
Oh, I ran back earlier because it was raining, though. Which I sort of
it all counts.
And you ran because yours is a bit further as well. How far is that run?
A mile and a half.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's a good little one to do. But I think that's okay. But like a few people are like, shorts. And I never know what to say back.
What's their problem with shorts?
I don't know.
I think that's totally acceptable.
Well, but once it was a bit cold, and then the geezer was like, he always wears a coat, and it's just, and he's older, he's a granddad, so he drops off his kid, and he's all like, oh, shorts, and like, oh, coat, and we have a bit of banter about that, and then it's not a stop and chat because he takes his kid a bit late. It's really weird. I am on so many different little schedules with other people, but for specific moments, like I know about 12 minutes past 8, I will go past that granddad with his kid, and it is such a high pressured banter exchange.
Oh,
because it's so quick, and I like him. He's a really nice bloke, but it's like we can't get beyond the shorts. But then if I went, I'm doing a bit. It's gone. I can't explain why I'm wearing the sports shorts. I might just scream I'm doing sport at him before he speaks next time.
Why don't you run past him on the way with your daughter?
Do you know what it is? I think it's not about the sports shorts. I think it's the fact that it might be too, because it's early, about 8 o'clock they're going. It is actually a little bit cold for jogging bombs, but I don't want to dirty a pair of jogging bombs to then later put on the shorts.
I think it's totally acceptable. Now, okay. I don't want to throw out this kind of, I don't want to make generalisations about the sexes, Rob.
Okay, go on.
But I would say,
because what's different, I do like to do that.
You do like to do that.
Yeah.
So you might enjoy this.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
But I would say it's totally acceptable for a mum on the school run to maybe be in a pair of, Lululemon tights.
Lululemon.
It's like a trendy kind of.
God, she sounds like a stripper from Benidorm.
It's like
leggings for sports.
Yeah, leggings for sport with some sporty trainers and a vest top would be totally acceptable.
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't even think they're going to do sport. Yeah, that's a sports mum.
Yeah, but in tracksuit bombs, I do look a little bit like I'm going to tarmac a drive.
Yeah, I don't think tracksuit bombs, but you don't want to wear tracksuit bombs for sport anyway, Rob.
No, exactly. But then if it's a bit too cold for shorts, people go, oh, a bit cold for shorts. It might, but it's going to get warmer later, isn't it? That's how the day works.
Why don't you get yourself some Lululemon leggings, Rob?
And a crop
little
top.
Vest top.
Yeah, I might put my hair up in a
Put your hair up in a bun.
In a messy bun.
In a messy bun.
Can't stop. Off to Pilates. Sorry, got yoga in a minute with Tabitha. Bye, babes. on the subject of sports, I went to a sports show. This will make you feel better, Josh, because I know mine are like sleeping better because they're older now, but I totally lost control of them in Sports Direct the other weekend, to the point where they didn't listen to a word I said, and they were taking turns, and one was going on all fours and the other one was riding them and then smacking their bum with a badminton racket, and there's nothing I could do. Absolutely nothing I could do.
I hope the five-year-old was on the horse.
No, they take turns. A three-year-old strong as an ox.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so they were taking turns doing that, totally losing control, because the three-year-old does his football club and she loves it, but she's running around in like a pair of dinosaur boots with Velcro on. So I saw a pair of AstroTurf trainers for her. Oh, and no, it's hard to get ones that small, but they had her size. So I thought, I'll get them. And I got her a little football, right?
Predators.
The five, they were like Nike ones, but also Velcro, so there was no late. It was perfect. I was like, this is the dream. This is the exact pair of shoes I've been looking for my kids to play football in, right? Yeah. Anyway, so as I'm doing them, the five-year-old goes, oh, can I get some football trainers as well? She hates football. I've taken her football about three times in three different ways. Hates playing it, hates watching it, has no interest in it whatsoever, okay? I was like, well, no, because you don't do it. She went, I want to go. Anyway, now, I said, okay, I'll get them. And then you go football again with her friend, because her friend goes, and now she wants to go because her friend goes. Anyway, so I got both sets of trainers, both a football, came home. The three-year-old put them on straight away, running in the garden, playing in them, has taken them to class on a Sunday. Five-year-old hasn't even got them out of the bag.
Oh, Rob.
Absolutely. But then I couldn't be prepared to have that argument with them in the shop, because she'd kick off, and then it looks like she won't kick off.
That's one of the problems.
She will, but she'll refuse to. Absolutely refuse. You pure strike. Start screaming stab at her sister. But then I didn't want to be that person that got bought one of the girls something and the other one not something. But then luckily I got the bigger pair, and then the younger one can just wear them.
Oh,
that's good. I felt like I was doing it wrong, but I couldn't.
No, Rob, there comes a point when you have to go, is this battle worth fighting?
Yes. And
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Sports Direct, it's the same as the cot situation for me. Do you know the best piece of financial advice my dad ever gave me, Rob?
What was that?
Was you will lose £1,000 a year to being an idiot.
Bitcoin. Oh, sorry.
You'll lose £1,000 a year to being an idiot. Like,
yes, you just have to accept that.
You just have to accept it and make your peace with it. Like, you'll lose something, or you'll scratch your car or whatever.
Or you get the wrong cot.
Yeah, or the parking fine, or all of these things will happen. But make your peace with it, because
that's such a great bit of advice.
It's great, isn't it?
Because you cannot be perfect. You can't always make the right decision at the right time. You know, if you book a holiday and it gets cancelled, or you do this or do that or whatever, or you drop 20 quid in the street, you will at least lose £1,000 a year to being an idiot.
Yeah,
and that's okay.
That's okay. That is what life is. And the moment you make your peace with that, it's much easier. Obviously, you know, it's May and I'm closing in on £1,000, so I'm going to have to have a very tight second half of the year.
You're going to really have to get your head on. Really have to concentrate on not being an idiot. Oh, dear. Do you want some Instagrams, Josh?
Yeah, let's have some Instagrams.
Right, so first things first, you know, I spoke about hamsters having massive bollocks.
Yeah.
This one's good one for the Instagram content.
Oh, okay, is it going to get us taken down?
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are on hamster pornography.
No.
I wouldn't call it pornography, just sort of a kink. Hi, just listen to episode 34 of series 2. Very. I didn't really know we numbered them until this has come in.
34.
Rob, you mentioned that all boy hamsters have big balls. I thought I'd share a picture of my 10-year-old daughter's hamster, Snickers. He uses his balls as a pillow, and he does. I can send you this to you, Josh. Would you like to see it? Do you want to see this, Josh?
Yeah, I do want to see this. He uses his balls as a pillow. Oh, my God.
Oh, it looks quite comfy, doesn't it?
Yeah. God, do you remember? I don't know. Did you used to read Viz, Rob?
No, I didn't. It's a sort of, I read the Beano.
Yeah.
For a bit.
There was a character in Viz called Buster Gonad who had huge balls, and he looks a bit like that
What was the one, the Bash Street Kid, Pug? Was Pug in the Bash Street Kid? Is that a thing? Have I made that up?
Yeah,
what was that in the Beano?
That was in the Beano. Viz was more of a grown-ups thing.
Yeah, I think that basically you got to Beano and then you either decided to be a virgin and read Viz or an absolute legend and play football. I did both.
Have you got any more Instagrams?
Yeah, mate. C-section soundtrack. Hi, guys. Thanks for the podcast. Made me laugh through the last few months of pregnancy and my first year of my daughter's life. Josh mentioned his hospital. I did a chilled playlist for their C-section. Thought I'd share my NHS experience of this. I think you can have your own playlist, whether you go private or NHS.
Yeah.
Just before my emergency C-section, the nurse asked if I wanted them to keep the radio on. I didn't really give it much thought at the time and said, yes, it was fine. Big mistake. My daughter's born to the local radio station playing Shaggy's It Wasn't Me. Really put the nail in the coffin for the serene candlelit birthing pool experience I had in mind. Katie from Brighton.
I love that. That's amazing. Yeah, we didn't get the option when it was an emergency the first time around.
If it's an emergency, who gives a shit if the radio's on or not?
If it's an emergency, go, could you wait 20 minutes because Scott Mills is on? I do like his show, so...
Yeah, Chris Stark's going to spit on a pop star in what we like to call the COVID game. Hi, Josh.
Patient zero.
Patient zero was Chris Stark gobbing on people after an innuendo, pumped into a dry studio from the master puppeteer Mills. I could be a Daily Mail headline writer. Hi, Josh and Rob. Firstly, a massive congratulations to Josh and Rose on the birth of their little boy. These first few weeks go so fast. Make sure you take lots of photos and video. Would you like to count out that they don't go fast, Josh? Is that what you're saying?
Do you know what? They go a lot faster the second time because we've done 2 weeks tomorrow.
Yes.
And I remember the first time. I vividly remember people saying, which is, of course, complete rubbish. They were like, it gets much easier at 6 weeks. And I vividly remember thinking 6 weeks felt like forever away. Whereas now it really does go much quicker the second time around.
It does. And also as well, you're more confident, aren't you, I suppose. She says, take loads of photos and videos. And I would second that because one, they grow quick and their faces change so much. But also, you do not have as many photos of the second baby.
Yes,
and they will notice that. As we are getting told when she goes, why are there no pictures of me on the wall? I was like, because there was two of you and we had no time to get any developed. That's why.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good point.
Anyway, on my C-section playlist story, I thought I'd share what my husband deemed a good first song. As I nervously sat very still, awaiting a huge needle to be inserted in my spine, on comes, as loud as possible, 21 Seconds by So Solid Crew.
Oh, wow. Yes, please.
Embarrassed and gobsmacked, I screamed at the top of my lungs, are you fucking kidding me? Wasn't all bad. My son was born to an Ed Sheeran song, the same I walked down the aisle to. So,
there's, you know, can't difference of opinion here in this
anything,
house, but there we go.
I'm more so solid than Ed Sheeran. 21 seconds ago, hopefully, a fucking Sheeran, and we get a proper song on. All jokes aside, though, he has had a kid. And if you want to come on here, Ed, we're absolutely open arms to that. You've got an album coming out. You might want a bit of promo.
Exactly.
Anyway, can't wait to read both of your books. Oh, we've got books out, if anyone didn't know.
You know, all this free content. Last week, we had the most listeners ever for our podcast.
Yes,
so,
we did.
Yeah, really pleased about that. Let's see whether the bin anecdote gets us back up there this week. But
let's convert those listeners to book purchasers.
This is all free content. Why not go out and buy our books? Just do it.
And Sarah said, and please have more children to keep the podcast going. It's not for the want of trying, Sarah. Lou, are you listening? Okay. that was a joke about lack of sex. Okay. Can you
do you know
this?
What this week, Rob? I've had the conversation. I'd say this is shows the up and down of the week. I'd say 10 times this week we've had the conversation of this is amazing. We should definitely have three. And 10 times we've had the conversation. Thank God this is the last time we ever do this. We have to remember this moment and not have a third one.
Yeah, but I would like you to have more.
I'd like you to have more, Rob.
Yeah, I know, but you know. Well, let's see what happens with the listening figures if they drop off, Lou. Let's go to fucking work. This house earns money, not me or you. The house earns money. Start getting the kids on there. Get them to 18. Do you want to have a kid? Do you want to do so we can do the grandparent parenting hell? That'd be quite good, wouldn't it? This is a good one. This is Please Keep It Anonymous. Hi, guys. Love the podcast. Congratulations, Josh, on your newborn. Just listened to your Ian Sterling episode, and he mentioned about probably one day leaving the baby somewhere. Well, this has just reminded me of a story from work. We are an estate agent, where one of my colleagues was doing viewings with a couple. They had just been on a viewing with the couple, and they've got a new baby, had been on a viewing and had made their way to the next house. And they'd driven to the next house when the mum screams and says, where's the baby? It turns out that they had left the baby in the car seat in the middle of the living room in the first house.
Oh my God.
That they previously moved.
Oh wow.
All, as you can imagine, that was probably the worst 10 minutes of the new parents' life.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Happy to report the baby was still sleeping when they arrived and was none the wiser.
Just the vision of that empty house, but for the baby in the seat.
Also, look, even if the baby weren't sleeping and was screaming, you'd always end that story with, yeah, the baby was sleeping, don't worry.
Imagine if you'd put your house on the market and you have to go out, don't you, because the estate agent shows them round.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get back and there in the middle of your sitting room is an asleep baby in a chair.
Going, these house buyers are getting younger and younger. What is it? YouTube, Bitcoin, daddy's money? Disgusting. The overtime I did for this deposit on this flat that I bought for $7,000 in 1972. Should we do small business shout-outs?
Yeah.
There we go.
It's been a very fun morning.
Just got an email from Uber. You're going to love this. Am I Uber? What on earth could you say? What on earth could it say? Let's delete that. Here we go. Small business shout-out.
I thought you were doing Uber for your small business shout-out.
Oh, no. Fuck those guys. Little car company, guys. Here we go. Hey, guys. Firstly, podcast is fantastic. I have four kids and can really relate to what you guys talk about, and it's a great listen to while I'm washing windows. I heard on your podcast that you're doing shout-outs for small businesses. I've just started on my own doing window cleaning in the West Sussex area. Could I ask for a shout-out for my business? Clearview Window Cleaning on my website, clearviewwc.co.uk. If you can, that would be great. If you need your windows cleaned, I'm just down near Brighton in Burgess Hill. I'll be happy to drive to London and give you a free window clean. I do actually need my windows cleaned, Ben, but I don't want to force you to do that drive every week or however often you have them. But my windows are disgusting.
Yeah,
you guys are doing a great job with your podcast. Keep it up. Kind regards and thanks, Ben, Clearview Window Cleaning. So if you need your windows cleaned or washed, as you said earlier, I don't know what the difference is, then you're in Brighton, Burgess Hill way. Romesh, I know you're that way. If you need your windows cleaned.
Come on, Romesh, cough up the bloody greenbacks.
Come on, Romesh.
With his 45,000 windows, I imagine he's got by now.
Oh, he's never in his fucking house to look through them. That's why he don't get them clean. he'll get them done at Television Centre. That's his house. clearviewwc.co.uk. Good luck, Ben. And I do need my windows cleaned if anyone knows anywhere in the Bromley area.
Okay.
Also, now, no one's come back in contact about why my barbecue nearly exploded when it all froze over, if anyone's got any heads up on that. Josh,
that's the first time that's ever happened, Rob.
Oh,
then
God.
That is worrying. If no one's got in contact,
or
do
maybe
get in
I'm
touch.
Maybe I'm a superhero and I've got like, I'm like Elsa and I can freeze stuff and I'm just finding out. You know, at the beginning of a film,
yeah,
they do that little sort of montage of moments when it really, like when Spider-Man sort of jumps and he goes really high and he's like, why have I gone so high?
If you are a superhero, Rob, yeah. I mean this, please don't quit the podcast. I need this.
Well, I always thought, actually, which really showed my lack of ambition as a youngster. When I worked in Sainsbury's at 16, stuck in shelves, I was like, and I was on £3.61 an hour. I would be like, oh, wouldn't it be great if I was like Superman? I was really fast because I could come here and I could basically put all the yogurts out in about 20 minutes and still get paid for 8 hours. I mean, what a terrible use of superpowers.
I had the opposite. When I used to work in the local pub, Rob, bringing the logs in from the log shed.
Of course you did, in the fucking Shire, wherever it was you grew up.
Yeah. So it would be 2 hours work a week.
Shed
1 hour
logs.
On Wednesday, 1 hour on... Because they had open log fires and they had a log shed. But they gave me an hour's work on a Wednesday, hour on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And it was a maximum of 15 minutes work. But I needed to string it out over an hour. It was the opposite of your yogurt plan. I was just trying to do it more slowly.
Oh.
I just sit in a log shed for 45 minutes, pre-phone, and just stare.
Pre-phone. Just sat. I remember pre-phone. I used to have a shit reading the back of shampoo bottles.
Yeah. I mean, imagine what it was like. Getting on a train pre-phone. Anyway, we'll come to that on Friday. Shall I do a quick... Hi, Rob and Josh. I'm a massive fan of the show. Two children aged 3 and 4. And I absolutely love listening to all the lockdown tales from so many different people. It's lifted my spirits and reminded me of the positives that have come out of lockdown. One of which is that my little business has been able to help out lots of parents struggling to get their children reading or to find brilliant books that their children will love. My business is called Chestnut Books. I create bespoke one-off and subscription boxes of books for children based on their age, interests, and ability. The boxes are suitable for children 0 to 12. I was a teacher for 11 years but left the profession after having my second child spend time at home with them. and this business has given me something to focus on. The website is www.chestnutbooks.co.uk and at Chestnut Book Boxes on Instagram. Fucking hell, I'm tired. Thank you to Julia for that. I can think of two books that would be really good to put in a box.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That old, your one, 90s television, Watching Neighbours Twice, is it called?
Watching Neighbours Twice a Day, growing up in the middle of nowhere in the 90s, watching too much television, and Rob Beckett's A Class Act.
Also, I've got another small business shout out. This is from the Street Dogs of Europe that are saying that we're trying to raise some money to help support the middle-aged stiffnecks that keep sending us dog food. We're absolutely fine. The bins are overflowing. Okay, that's some street dogs.
Some street dogs. Didn't someone shout that at you this week?
Yeah, someone went, motherfucking street dog, out of a van, which is probably one of the best heckles I've ever had.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We've got another great interview on Friday. We've got Abby Clancy, presenter and model, wife of Peter Crouch, a previous guest. So she's spilling all the beans about the Crouch-Clancy clan.
She's also a podcast mega fan, it turned out.
Well, yeah, but she'd never listened to podcasts before until she had a long journey. And she said she was a bit nervous because I think it was the first time she travelled after lockdown. And her brother, I think, said, oh, listen to this, you'll like it. And she absolutely smashed through all the episodes and she's a big fan now. And if you are, I think we should push more people to get their friends and family involved in this, because there's so many people I know that I've recommended podcasts to because they'll enjoy it. And a lot of people don't realise how you set it up. So if you have got older or less technology advanced friends and family, grab their phone and then download this podcast and subscribe to it and show them how to listen. And then we can sort of get more people involved in listening.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, it's been lovely, hasn't it? We'll see you on Friday.
See you on Friday.
Bye.